Yo, what's the most dope show? It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes, so you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for resist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna forget about you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico, oh. Puerto Rico, suave.
What was hater shit that I said that
Jill Scott's
singing better than she is?
Jill Scott wrote that part.
Considering that she wrote it.
Oh, the music was hater shit? What was hater shit about?
Hater about you got me. Damn, Lakita.
Is that a hater song?
I don't think so. Oh, you didn't let it finish. No, we got things to do.
Okay. That song was already on the... I just duplicated a song that was already on the 3GO Hold music playlist. Didn't even realize it. So I guess that one's not going on again. 504 songs on that playlist.
You were playing SWV Week when we left. Yeah. And it's funny because the whole song, she is telling you how weak she gets.
You right. know?
Mm-hmm. The whole like chorus is like, I can't tell you, I can't explain. It's like, well, no, it's like 3.5 minutes of you explaining to me.
Can we do some confessions? If we're being on confessions, Quiet as Kept, I never liked that song that much.
Weak?
Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, I don't think I ever liked SWV that much.
Actually, that song was not on the playlist. You got me. So it is now. You got me on the playlist. 505.
I love songs. SWV.
Wow, Randolph. Wow.
I can see it. Yeah, I don't think I never liked him that much.
I'm best with you.
I think the first.
Never liked him.
I think the first girl to ever kiss me in the hallway of middle school, and on my headphones, SWV Week was playing.
Okay, see, well then, yeah, you're gonna have look, Lakita. You're gonna have you have a connection to that song. So
it's not just that. What I liked about them was that they were some hoes. Now, see, okay. I didn't know that at the time because I didn't have the language around it. Mm-hmm. But the things they sang about.
So I don't think you're supposed to like them for that reason, but okay.
Well, that's why I like them, Randolph. And that's what I choose. I'll promote sex positivity over here. Yeah. See, when they had that song, you want to go downtown.
That's a dick sucker song.
Way to my love, take me around. I said, what is this?
Yeah.
Why is my penis getting erect?
Tell you another one I don't like. I'll tell you another one that really cared for. What's the group that Tiny was in?
Escape.
Total?
Escape. Oh. Escape. Never really cared for them either.
What were their songs? I don't even remember Escape.
Thank you. They had like one song, maybe. I Got Love on My Mind. I think it was the only song I loved theirs I liked.
Wasn't it like
Kicking
Go Outside
Kicking
the
It
rain?
Was their song. Kick off your suits and your pants. And, ugh, that mm-hmm. fucking song. Just kick it. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Escape. Randolph has some bad taste in music.
Ugh.
Who can I run to? Like... That was the shit.
How many people were in Escape? 19... Was it three, four people? Four women?
Four, 68. I believe. Four, I think. Mm-hmm.
Let me see what their top songs are on Spotify.
You got married 2 years
before. But you know it's kind of bad when...
Every man needs a woman.
You know it's kind of bad when your number one hit is also the number two hit is the remix, you know, like type of thing where it's like...
Right.
Like right. You go look at the top 10 hits and it's like repeating a few because...
It's the Jermaine Dupri mix and then it's the
yeah.
Just Blaze mix or whatever.
Yeah. the radio edit. I'm like, man, a lot of the same song on this top 10.
Just Kicking It is their most streamed song on Spotify, Escape. And then they got Who Can I Run To? I don't know these songs. My Little Secret.
Yes.
Softest Place on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All of them was my jams. I'm not even going to lie.
I think y'all were just a little too old.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that was
out of your generation. Yeah. Like y'all.
What groups it is? Them.
Escape.
He's talking about Escape.
Drew Hill was the one that was too young for me.
Drew Hill. I realized Drew Hill.
Also, maybe it's just a sexist thing for Randolph because he liked Drew Hill.
Maybe
they were men, so maybe he.
Right, let's not go. So I wouldn't go so far as to call them men.
They were
boys out there singing.
They were young men, I believe. Young.
Yes, I love some Drew Hill. I remember what was it that one? It was a note. So somebody sleeping in my bed. One day I was in the car with my mama and that song came out. She was like, that's my jam. I was like, mama, what you know about Drew Hill? Because she's like, you know, she's like, yes, oh,
I like Portrait. I like Portrait far better than I like Drew Hill. And I like Jodeci far better than I like Drew Hill.
I wasn't feeling Portrait. They didn't. They cataloged it. I don't even remember them.
I had that too. I'm here. Here we go again. You don't remember that song?
Oh, I know the song. I didn't like
it. Here we go.
Yeah, Portrait had like one.
Let me tell you something. En Vogue was the ones for me. Thank you.
I love them too.
Why? But they're women.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that weird? How I like women groups
represented by a man.
Yeah,
I just make
it. Like En Vogue was the ones. And somebody, I didn't really like Free Your Mind.
And that one would not have aged very well had people. If people don't really remember that song,
I like the message of it, but I didn't really like the song that much. But they're giving him something he can feel. God damn.
Yeah, that was the one. They had them outfits on, them dresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Gill in that video. Am I thinking about that?
Yeah. Yes, he is in that video. A lot of. Video,
like, I like women. Women.
I'm not gay no more.
Apparently, this is what I'm into.
And I like some.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I not like?
I Am Delivered.
Yeah. Like, I'll not like a motherfucker in a second just because everybody.
I feel like you just missed out on some things. Like this. I like this them, probably, you was just a little too old.
Like I didn't like Quiet as Kept. I don't like all Tina Turner's catalog.
Now, why would you? Why did you just choose? Don't we have articles and feedback? Randolph chose to go down this path, everybody. I just would like to just know that.
Nobody asked.
Nobody was bringing this up. Randolph chose violence today.
You know what? Tina Turner was
having a good time. Morning, Tina Turner.
I saw our grief.
Tina Turner was a woman. So, I mean, is this some kind of...
Beaten by a black man.
Right.
Randolph didn't say this when Ike Turner died. I don't remember that episode. Three guys.
It didn't even register to me that Ike Turner died. I know no Ike Turner songs.
Yeah, I had to look it up. I had to look at how long he died. I was like, he died, right? What was that? It's just 07, it turns out.
Somebody said that to me. They were like, Ike Turner's dead. I was like, Ike Turner's dead? Okay.
Last time I saw Ike Turner was on like one of them Judge Joe Brown type shows.
Last time I saw Ike Turner was Arsenio Hall. He came out and sang a song, and he told Arsenio, I never beat her.
Right.
Don't know if I believe you, sir.
I believe that shit. Okay.
Judge Joe Brown.
I don't care I lean more towards R&B feel in my music, and she kind of leaned out of that.
R&B that you would like, SWV. Sisters with Voices.
That's right.
Didn't care for them.
That's right.
We have an episode of our podcast.
My Sisters with Voices. I'm going to just for straight up Sisters with Voices. Who am I going to? Who's my go to? Oh, Anita.
We have an episode of our podcast.
A sister with a voice.
We have a podcast episode of our podcast titled "Secret." Quietly, I was filling them hoes, and y'all should check that episode out if you love SWV. I see the chat room is just as upset with Randolph as we are. So check out that episode of our show if you want some appreciation for Sisters with Voices, because they was about it. They was.
You don't have to be quiet about it anymore. You can voice your support for the Sisters with Voices.
Mm-hmm.
The Arsenio Hall clip is on YouTube with Ike Turner. I never saw that clip.
Oh, I remember he sang a song with the chick that was in the band.
Okay. Also, one day ago, a video goes up saying Judge Joe Brown says Tina Turner was no angel. Flashback. I guess was that when he had Ike on his show or something?
What?
Judge Joe Brown's a piece of shit.
Guys. So who gives flashback. A shit what Judge Joe Brown has said about anybody?
It says flashback, so I don't know when that clip actually.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he might have been
because he's a piece of shit. You can't care about anything you say. Yeah.
He's the kind of person that waits till Tina Turner dies to tell you he wasn't filling the catalog. You know,
right? Who does that? What kind of person?
I don't know.
Two days after her death,
who a monster?
Monster, Andy. Just a
somebody with no heart at all.
Mm-hmm. Somebody scrolling on their phone, not even paying attention to the slander we throwing at them. That's who says that.
He's subtweeting the show that he's on,
right? Probably making a tweet right now, taking out a draft. I never really liked Tina Turner.
Right.
Posting in the group chat so he was startifying them.
She was mad to me.
You guys ready for some real talk? Let me tell you something.
I'm not saying she deserved to be beat, just that I don't think her music was good.
And Mike B gonna jump in 3 days later.
Mm-hmm. She's an amazing singer, an amazing performer. But all of the music, like I'm more in line with the What's Love Got to Do with a Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. The 80s.
Turner. Yeah. If you want to say 80s, that's fine, but that's, you know.
I mean, that's her most famous era.
Yeah, that's what everybody likes, Randolph. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
No, because she has a deep catalog after that. Mm-hmm. That just didn't do nothing for me.
But I think that's a lot of people. I think a lot of people, when they say they love Tina Turner, they're really just talking about that era.
Correct.
Yeah, probably. Career. Well, yeah. I'm tired of everybody immediately going, I love Tina Turner, Proud Mary. I'm like, you know, she had a lot of other songs than that one, right?
Nutbush City.
She had a lot of other songs in Proud Mary.
Yeah, Private Dancer. Private Dancer was in 84.
Going to Nutbush. And then I was watching every show was doing their little tribute to her. And that fucking white chick on The View, the one who was in the Trump administration, she says, I know the first time I saw Tina Turner was on Ally McBeal, and she was doing Proud Mary, and I was like, she dances so great. I mean, she danced better than Mick Jagger. Come on, who dances better than Mick Jagger? I'm like, everybody dances better than Mick Jagger. That's not to say that Mick Jagger can't dance. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I could point to
thrusted with him.
I could point to a bunch of motherfuckers who dance better than Mick Jagger.
Hey, did Maroon 5 write a song called Moves Like Tina Turner? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like, this is what I'm like, that doesn't say anything about Tina Turner and Mick Jagger, bitch. That says something about you. That it took Ally McBeal to introduce you to Tina Turner.
Well, how old is she? I mean, held this woman on The View. Is she like 25 or something?
No, she was in the White House with Trump's White House.
Well,
yeah, but that don't 25 mean she, doing he was that. Hiring motherfuckers as 12.
Jagger got his moves from watching James Brown. He's very open about that, Mick Jagger.
Got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah.
White people love his moves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certain. Who, Jagger?
Oh. White people love Mick Jagger's moves. Yeah, they made a whole song about it.
Yeah.
Move I like just Jagger. See hip thrust, but that's just me.
Well, that's what white people like.
Who dances better than Mick Jagger? Who?
Who? They like that.
What age do you want me to start with? Who?
The View is Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin.
Nope.
Sarah Haynes.
No. The dark haired white girl.
Who are they? I don't know The View. I'm looking at The View.
Keep naming the names.
I don't pay attention to The View.
How many more names could there be?
It's like four.
Well, yeah, because if you look
at Alyssa, IMDb, thank you, LaToya. Alyssa.
If you look at IMDb, it shows every woman that's ever been on The View.
Alyssa, Alyssa Ferrara. Or something
you
like
get
that.
Sherry Shepherd, you don't get everybody there.
That's fine, though. I appreciate her being authentic and real to herself.
Dumbass.
Like, don't try to pretend now that she's dead. Don't try to do that. Do be honest. You liked it from Ally McBeal. You don't know Tina from you. If a black woman walked next to you on the street, you'd be like, is that Tina Turner?
So, Alyssa Farah Griffin was born in 1989. So yeah, Tina so Turner put out Private Dancer in 84, and she put out Foreign Affair in 89, which has the song The Best on it.
Yeah. There are a lot of black children who are black.
But we're talking about a white woman. We're not talking about, you can't judge her
come
on
now.
The way she was.
Come on now, Randolph.
You can't get mad at the baby because she didn't exist. Let's be reasonable.
She had racist parents, and we both know it.
Her father wasn't
Tina Turner playing in that household during.
Oh, no.
You know, white people don't clean on Saturdays like us. So they don't pass down the music of the last generation. So white kids is out here with no recipes.
So her father was of Syrian and Lebanese descent. That's where the name Farah comes from.
Where does the MAGA come from, though?
Well, I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm only in the early life part of the Wikipedia.
Hey, Andy, did your parents play music on Saturdays when it's time to clean up, or is that not happen in your house?
So here's the thing. My father was born in 1934.
So he was playing they were playing the Andrews Sisters.
Literally, the Andrews Sisters, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. He liked classical music. He liked NPR. So there wasn't a lot of music coming from his side of the house.
And not Tiny Desk Concert NPR.
No, the talk, radio. And he liked Peter, Paul, and Mary. Actually, both my parents liked Peter, Paul, and Mary. My mother would play Persian music. There was some cable station.
So that was her way of passing down her culture was the Persian music. And then your dad was playing fucking, I like the singer. I like
I mean, and he wasn't like a big music. There wasn't like a huge music collection in the house. There was like a couple, some Peter, Paul, and Mary albums, maybe a John Denver album somewhere laying around. But he came up, you know, like the whole 60s rock and roll, 50s and 60s. He was already like an adult by then. So yeah, his musical tastes were nowhere.
My dad would play. He had a bunch of albums, and he would always play a bunch of shit. Steely Dan and a bunch of Stevie Wonder stuff like that's how I got a lot of my music. But he also liked some rap, and he loved Public Enemy. So he played Public Enemy on a Saturday when we were cleaning up too. Like
I got so much trouble. Get that vacuum cleaner. Refuse to lose.
Y'all wonder what makes me.
Here's your ticket.
How I got this unusual combination of black militancy and comedy is somewhere because he also used to play stand up albums too. But yeah, definitely that Public Enemy, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like,
what year was he born?
Anita Baker.
I don't know. My dad would have been born. Let's see. I think he was 20. When I was born, so I got to do some math real quick, everybody.
when rap kind of blew up, then he was already an adult.
Yeah, yes. He was an adult. Yeah, like he was getting the Public Enemy albums when they came out. Like it wasn't let me whip out this. It was like, oh, new Public Enemy shit. It's gonna take a nation of millions to hold us back this weekend, son. And throw that shit on and beat the G that killed me. You know, all that shit.
Oh yeah. Like my dad, we had no overlap in our musical tastes at all. Like zero. And he didn't really listen to a lot of music anyway.
Okay.
He's just one of those people, you know, you run into those, that odd person who's just like, I don't like music much. And you know, he's
okay.
Kind of like that guy. Like if we were in the car, he had talk radio on, he had NPR usually. And in the house, just occasionally like PBS would have like a folk music special with like, again, Peter, Paul, Mary and people of that ilk. But he wasn't even into the cool shit like that. You know, I was like looking back. I'm like, what about Bob Dylan? Like, you know, no,
right.
No, none of that. Damn. So apparently not. Apparently that never grabbed him.
What about your parents, Randolph? They throw on
everything
some music
your
on Saturday.
Parents was listening to minus because my parents are older than yours.
Yeah.
Just take out the rap.
Okay. Okay.
Everything they were yours listening to. Just take out the rap.
Yeah. And my dad.
And maybe more blues. Maybe more blues. Because my dad didn't listen to
a lot of rap either. Like, it was so weird because he'll listen to, like, Public Enemy. But you try to throw on some other shit, boy. He'll really be like, it might as well have been the devil's music. Like, I remember one time we got in trouble and he went and found my brother's tapes and started playing them on the house speaker while he was giving us a lecture about how we need to do better in school and shit. And the song that was... Sorry. It's such a funny memory. But the song that was playing was from Wu-Tang Forever. And it's the intro. Okay. The one where that woman's just singing like, it's woo, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
A Wu-Tang motherfucker. And my dad was just, he's so funny. He was mad as hell, but he was like imitating the singing.
Oh, I know that was the best shit ever.
Like, he's like, oh, that's what y'all think is, you think that's why you're getting the C's and D's? Because it's woo, motherfucker. Y'all think it's Wu-Tang? Well, you're going to be cleaning, motherfuckers. Like, it was so good.
I know it'd be hard to keep a straight face.
He made my Public Enemy make it through his defenses, though?
I don't know. It's I don't know if it's just they were so militant that he was like the pro-blackness outweighs the ridiculousness of Flavor Flav and the cursing. But man, he took that. He made my brother take the Wu-Tang tape, go on the back porch, and crush it with a hammer.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we never had to go that far with it. We just do a lot of shit.
Yeah,
but by the time I was listening to Wu-Tang, I was already almost out the house. Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, you were older than I would be like a few years younger than you. So we were still like high school, middle schoolish age. So some of it we probably shouldn't have been listening to. If I'm being real, I'm being 100%. We probably was a little too young.
We definitely had stuff that we hid. Like first, because rap was brand new. Like when I was in probably fifth or sixth grade, we were buying like Run DMC, Raising Hell album, and LL Cool J and Beastie Boys. Like that was like early middle school at that point.
Yeah,
and then like
smaller.
Yeah, all that UMTV raps we watched literally every day. We would come home and go to one of our houses, one of our friends group, and watch UMTV raps at 4 o'clock every day. And then
you got cable, man.
Yeah, and like we would just gather, and then. And then NWA came out, and it's like it was thrilling for us because like no one was cursing like that. There was like
not like that
on Bigger and Deafer. LL cursed like twice, and we were like, we were like, don't let their parents hear that part. You know, he said
my first rap tape was he's a DJ, I'm the rapper.
Yeah, we had that was the first CD we bought.
Yeah, so like of course you know my parents, you know they approve of that one. That's even though if you go back and listen to that shit,
what they was talking
they
about.
They had some questionable songs. Yeah. But my parents was like, okay, cool, it's Will Smith. Like, this is what rap is, this is what you like, fine. And then I think after that, maybe the next one was like Vanilla Ice or something. Yeah. So another like, all right, sure, this corny shit is what you like. Now they didn't like that he was white, but they was like, you like this corny shit, that's fine, whatever. And then we start slipping into like, check out this Cypress Hill. See what they talking about. Yeah, my parents,
whole another lane.
My dad also played my Cypress Hill and destroyed it that day too. Didn't make it too. As soon as
I can see
like,
that.
How I could just kill a man? It was my dad. Was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Here is something you can't understand.
Motherfuckers talking about killing and smoking.
Yeah, okay. So like, here we go. Quiet is kept. Never really fuck with Cypress Hill.
I wasn't was a new Cypress Hill person.
That voice drove me up there. Everybody I know loved him. I was like,
you know what bothered me about his voice is that his name was Be Real and he had a fake voice.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past like him. He didn't talk like that. When he talks like a regular dude. He raps with this weird affectation. I'm like, how can you be real, man? That's not right. Like that's right. Idealistic fake. Teenager like me that. Was like, that's not real. How can you say you're real?
I don't know why Cypress Hill didn't connect with me in the way that like, for me, I like the Alcoholics at the time more than Cypress Hill.
Okay.
And I don't know why, because Cypress Hill was way more popular and these dudes were so obscure and the group fell apart because, guys, they lived their raps. They were alcoholics, so it didn't work out.
You don't say.
Should have seen that coming.
Yeah, it kind of happens like that sometimes.
Yeah. They was right. It was right there in front of my face. And I don't know why they put I would be waiting for years. Like, when they gonna put out another album? It's like, never.
I guess they all fell off the wagon at some point.
Yeah, like, yeah. This is pre-Google. So when somebody disappeared, they literally just disappeared.
They never was waiting for you to find them. They never was on the wagon. That's the problem.
Right.
The whole album was just we get really sloppy drunk a lot, guys, every night. No therapy or nothing.
We actually do live our raps, and
maybe that's what happened. They got therapy and got sober, and they couldn't make no more albums.
Right? Yeah, I'm looking at their first album. I guess that was '93. 21 and Over is the name of it.
Yep.
And their biggest song on that album was called "Only When I'm Drunk."
Only when I'm drunk.
Only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk.
And then there's a song. The next track is "Last Call."
Yep.
And then the next song is "Can't Tell Me Shit." That's when the bouncer's pushing you out the door. Next track is "Turn That Party Out." Okay, keep the party going. Next track is Bullshit. That means you got to go home.
Because it got Soda kicked Pop, out of the place.
They had a song called Hip Hop Drunkies. Like, it was right there.
That's the title.
What a it terrible was right hook. There. They have a song on their second album called Hit and Run. Like, wait a second.
I used to fucking love those guys, man. Oh, they were, yeah, reprehensible now that I think about it.
Oh,
God,
okay.
I used to love those motherfuckers.
Their second album has a song called 21 and Under. Is that for the ladies?
It's gotta be for the ladies. They could rap their ass off too, man. Yeah, but it wasn't long for the world. The
rapping through the hiccups.
Really had problems.
It looks like, oh, you know what? They came back in 2001.
And then my boys are trying to give me like stupid rap.
Wait, hold on. In 2008, they had a song, they had an album called Bar Tab. And then 2012, Bar Tab 2. Okay, so that's their last.
Bar Tab and 2.
Bar Tab 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Still tab.
Never paid the bar tab, so then the bar was closed.
Still bar tab. I maxed my card out.
Bar Tab 2, still barring, still tabbing.
Yeah, still tabbing.
Next album's called Waffle House. Let's go to Waffle House.
They try to even listen to shit like Fushnickens. I'm like, I'm not listening to Fushnickens.
Oh, I love Fushnickens. Yes.
I like Fushnickens.
Chip Foo. Yes. I won my first rap battle imitating Chip Foo.
Okay.
I fucked everybody up. They didn't see that shit coming.
Like,
I was rapping so fast they couldn't tell if it was good or bad.
I think Fushnickens was gimmicky to me. I didn't really like them. I like the song with Shaq on it.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah. What's up, Doc? Can we rock? And then other than that, the hyper. They were on Arsenio too, Fushnickens.
Shaq Fu, yeah, with Shaq.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the Fushnickens and a lot of those 90s rap groups that I think about. One day I'm gonna make a list of this. I promise. I'm going medium. Who is the worst person in a rap group of all time? Because
Cross.
They always have that dude rap last.
Charlie Brown.
It's not even Charlie Brown. It's Milo. It's the DJ who made the beats, who they let rap. He don't even be on every track, and they always make him last. He's terrible. I'm sorry, Milo, if you're listening.
I feel like
he's terrible at rap. And clearly, Pros, with the Fushnickens, it was the light skinned DJ nigga in that group. He was terrible.
He shouldn't even be on the mic at all.
They just be letting people on the mic. Why?
Why does Kev Jam Master J couldn't rap?
That's a cold cut.
Why does Kev?
Quiet. But it's true.
They put him on. They put him on wax too.
But I think that's maybe a subcategory. If the guy has another role in the group, like a DJ or a dancer.
Houdini's DJ couldn't rap either. They put
Pete Rock can't
he
rap.
Couldn't rap, yeah. Nor couldn't dance.
But they had another role, like Proz.
Yeah, but this is like the DJ is like, dog, your whole thing is the music. What is this?
Proz has no role. He is a
let him rap.
See, that's the thing, Andy. I think Proz must have a role. We just don't know about it. It must be the money. He know the dude with the studio key. That's how they get known. That's how they get on, because it's not through rap. There's no way he impressed Lauryn Hill with a hot 16 in his life. There's no way.
Dom is right. Quiet as kept, Easy E couldn't rap.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't even know if he could write. I don't think he could read.
No, he didn't. He just had a voice and had some swag.
Right, Norva. He had money. He had the money.
Swag.
I mean, quiet as kept, Dr. Dre can't rap.
Nah, but Dr. Dre has, and speaking of swag, Dr. Dre has swagger.
I know
he has a voice.
I made a joke on Twitter one time. I just pretended not to know he had ghostwriters. I was like, if you think about it low key, Dr. Dre's the greatest rappers of all time. I mean, when he had 50 Cent, he used to rap like 50 Cent. When he had Eazy's rap, I mean, when he used to have when he had Eminem, he rapped just like Eminem. We was on that track with Jay-Z on the Watcher. He sounded just like Jigga, man. That dude is a beast. Everybody was like, okay.
Right, go somewhere and sit down.
Yeah,
and then like you find out later that Jay-Z wrote Still Dre.
Right,
he wrote exactly. Snoop's part too. He wrote everybody's part.
Mm-hmm.
And then that song, Dre didn't even make that beat.
Right,
that was Scott Storch that made that beat.
That what's the joint where it's Eminem and Dr. Dre? And I swear to God, Dr. Dre sounds just like Eminem. It's the what do you say to somebody you hate? Study of Tape of NWA. One day I was walking by. What about that? Whatever
what
that
about
song
Dre?
Is. Forgot about Dre. Yes.
I said, what about Dre? But yeah.
Forgot about Dre. Dre sounds just like him, and the cadence, everything. I'm like, this dude is a great mimic.
Did you guys see the Rap Caviar's 50 greatest beats of all time list?
Yeah, I did see it. There's a lot of arguing about it, but that's what lists do. But yeah, I did see it.
50 is a tough number to, I mean, you're gonna have people left out. I actually thought that it was surprising to me that Public Enemy didn't get a beat on there because the Bomb Squad was so revered. But also it made me realize, I think Public Enemy is being lost to history a little bit.
I agree.
People don't really shout it out. People, I mean, maybe it's just coincidental, but when Bavani Jones was talking to Touré and Touré was like downplaying Chuck D's abilities on the mic, and it's like, huh?
Oh, that's crazy.
Bruh, that's why Touré not cool.
That's crazy. What?
That's why people don't fuck with Touré, man. That was the hottest, dumbest take I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And also,
I must have missed that part of the interview because I probably tapped out on the interview, but that
it was like a 1 minute clip that Bomani, I think, retweeted and quote tweeted or something.
He don't like Touré.
But,
he don't like Touré. Let's just put it that way. But
Touré kind of, I think he tries to outsmart himself sometimes, but.
Yeah.
This list, it's like, I mean, you know, 50th anniversary of hip hop, you're going to do 50 beats. You're obviously going to leave a lot of beats out. And there were some. Number one is still Dre, which isn't, you know, again, Scott Storch beat. This Kanye's on here a couple times.
Of course, Kanye going to be on there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think they have Wu-Tang once. Most people are on once, you know, but then I'm like, well, no Public Enemy? I'm like, no, not one? Because they were known for their crazy, unique production for years. Yeah, that was their thing.
Shockley Brothers, where they at?
Yeah, Public Enemy, man. Something got to be on there.
Travis Scott featuring Drake at number 9 all-time beats?
There's a couple.
Which one is that? Is it Sicko Mode?
Sicko Mode.
That's valid.
Yeah.
And they have, and I was also look, because my first thing I was like, where's 93 Till Infinity? It's like number 43 or something. Like it's on there, but it's a little lower than I would have.
The fact that they numbered it.
93 Till Infinity is a crazy beat.
They reminisce over you is 23. It should be top 10.
The thing I keep thinking about with these beats, when I went to, because I went to start listening to this playlist, it's so many of these beats are played during basketball games.
Yeah, because me and Roger go to the games. Yeah, they love these beats.
Like, that's one way you know that the beat is a fucking all-timer is the Lakers are coming up to court and they just start playing the instrumental to Steal Dre just to keep you in the game. It's like, fuck, that's an all-time beat.
Yeah, like some of these, they're just kind of just part of the culture now. They're everywhere.
Yeah, some of these I don't know enough like that to really, like, I don't know my hitter like that. I got to go back and listen to it to be like, was this one of the all-time beats for me though?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's impossible to make just a top 50. Some of these I've never heard.
Right.
Some of them I hadn't, but most of them I have.
I mean, I respect pretty much everything I'm seeing. I'm about it.
I feel like
you know about it.
I used to hate that song.
But you know what? Make them say, should take that one spot.
If
you're going to do something from the Master P era,
it's make them say.
Yeah.
Speaking of basketball arena music, it's make them say, bro.
Make them say, Trina and Trick Daddy take it to the house.
If I'm going to be honest, if I want Trick Daddy, I'm looking at Baby, I'm a Thug. That shit.
That's a dope beat, too.
Baby, I'm a Thug. All day, every day, because baby.
But that one feels more like it's the chorus with the singing of the.
And another thing about it is that it was made by a man and not a woman. So,
well, of course, I mean, I was giving you that. Oh, Liquid Swords on here? Hell yeah!
Randolph likes a hymn hop.
Yeah, real hymn hop.
Like there's two Wu-Tang affiliated. There's Liquid Swords, and then there's. Another, I think.
I think I like Knock Knock more than I like Liquid Swords. Is Knock Knock on there?
No,
they're not going to do like two from the same person or album. Yeah. Really,
Liquid Swords though. The first, I remember where I was the first time I heard that goddamn beat, man. Oh,
someone in the chat room just mentioned "Shut Up." That's another one. Okay,
yeah, that's the one. I take it back.
Shut up,
Trouble T Problems. You absolutely right. Shut Up should be on the list. More Than Take It to the House. Like, I'm gonna let the band hit with this. Oh, nigga.
Also, No Too Short. No Too Short.
No, what, No Blow Too Short.
I mean, he had a couple beyond Blow the Whistle.
Hey, what's up?
Do you want to rap or sell coke?
Mm-hmm. Jay Dilla is on here once.
Running. I guess.
And y'all know a lot of these songs are played at HBCUs and will continue to be played.
You know what? Matt Skills VA on Twitter posted a couple months ago.
Hayden Fools all the way down to 48.
He turned down the beat to Running.
Damn.
He found the beat tape. He pulled it out and he like posted it on YouTube. And he was like, "Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it." he had a Dilla beat tape.
It's only 42.
That must feel like how Magic Johnson felt when he saw the Jordan contract with Nike.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn. It was going to give me like 25% equity in this bitch. Oh, you turned down the Running beat? Oh.
Yeah, he turned down the Running beat. There's another like famously turned down beat. It wasn't him.
They throw because like Running is so popular. If you're just watching like Outside the Lines, some shit that got nothing to do with rap, they'll just have it in the background. Like, we went to the school and interviewed the kids, and you just hear that beat in the back. God damn, you turned that down.
Yeah. Oh, Ether's not on the list. Wow.
Yeah, somebody has to put Pharrell. Yeah, because for now, Pharrell made some bops.
Ether should definitely be on the list too. Yeah, I guess the hard part is you got to start pulling which ones you taking out, and it's some tough ones on here. But yeah, I'll take some of these motherfuckers.
I mean, we could lose Meek Mill that Dreams and Nightmares for Ether, can't we?
Absolutely not. No.
Not. How about that young YG featuring Jeezy, My Hitter?
I think you could take that one off.
That shit right there, Andy.
I just found the video of Skills talking about it.
Cell Therapy is a dope beat, but I don't. I guess you got to have something for organized noise. Never mind. That's fine.
Yeah, you guys, they're trying to represent different eras.
I just would have picked a different one. But
I mean, The Message could have been on here. It Takes Two could have been on here.
The Message isn't on there?
Yeah, It Takes Two.
It Takes Two. You instantly recognize that beat when you hear it.
This is just how beautiful hip-hop is. The fact that there's 50 beats on here. I'm really not mad at any beat particularly being on here.
Right.
But I feel like there could be 100.
Yeah, my only critique is Public Enemy should, that corner definitely of hip hop should be represented on this list. And they had.
Yeah, and I'm still looking like, why ain't Pharrell on here?
No Humpty Dance, nor Do What You Like. That beat from Humpty Dance?
Yeah.
I think the Bay Area just has Souls of Mischief. Is there like an E40 beat somewhere on here? Or
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No Too Short.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like they seem to only just. Sometimes it just one beat is for a whole region, like
and it's just hard because like I'm looking at this list and I'm not mad at these selections are big moments, man.
I got five on it.
Yeah, I got five on it. Yeah,
the Message is on there, 13.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, The Message is on there.
Oh man, that's tough, bro. God, I love this list. I want to go listen to all these songs now.
Yeah, I never listened to
You know what song that gets left off from Grandmaster Flash? You Know What Time It Is. No one talks about how good You Know What Time It Is. So
Black Rob, whoa.
You want to party and act like you know. Can you dig
now
it?
That beat get, yes, you'll forget it is.
Yeah, that whoa
beat is amazing.
Like, I wouldn't have thought of that one. That's like a sleeper for me. I wouldn't have.
Whoa is another one of them, kind of like Running. A lot of TV shows and stuff use it in the background of stuff that has nothing to do with rap. It's just one of them beats.
Yeah.
Well, Trouble's talking about no Texas beats. I'm like, I'm trying to think of who they could put on.
Still Tipping is on one. There, though.
Still Tipping is on there. Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Texas. Okay. Yeah. That's a strong beat. Still Tipping on Fofo.
One of the all time. That beat's so versatile. Every single rapper on that went off.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Like that was one of them. That era of beats. They had Still Tipping, Breathe by Fabulous.
Yes.
That's one. Is that on?
And Hot Boys by Missy. Those three beats, I remember for like a summer, 2 years, whatever. every back when we used to have mixtapes, kids. Some of y'all don't remember this era. Back when you had mixtapes, every rapper did some type of verse over them fucking beats, freestyle, like
beats was flames,
and nobody ever blew it because the beats were just impossible to fuck up.
I think Dr. Dre is on here twice. Like you could put DJ Premier on here five times at minimum.
No one mic.
Yeah.
Looking at Nas, just no one mic.
Nas is like on here?
No, Nas just New York State of Mind,
but no one mic. One mic, man. From Nas, the way that song
All of Me builds, is one mic.
The way that shit builds.
I feel like the beat to that isn't hitting as hard as Nas is like to me. Like Nas the song is dope, but the beat is so, I don't know, sparse, I guess is the right word.
Yeah. It's a build.
Yeah, it's more like his delivery makes the song dope because he builds up to something. But beat wise, I feel like that Nas is like New York State of Mind is good too, but I think Nas is like
I would put World is Yours above New York State of Mind.
Yo, World is Yours.
World is Yours.
That's another sneaky, it's in everything type of beat.
How come Hawaiian Sophie's not on there though? Let's discuss that.
Yeah.
There's no Jazz O.
Jazz O ain't getting no love.
Is Jay-Z? Where's Jay-Z on this list? There he is with Kanye.
Yeah.
But
they don't have like Jay-Z by himself.
No, they don't have.
He got a bunch of them too. Or...
Yes.
Oh, wait. Big Pimpin'. Big Pimpin' is on there.
Oh, Big Pimpin'. Yeah, there. That's on there.
Yeah. That's another one.
Ain't that the one where they had the video where they was in the plane and everybody like wrapped their ass off of a different song?
I don't remember the video. I thought they were on a boat.
Okay, because it was one where he was on like a plane and everybody around him. Oh, that was girls, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, Big Pimpin'.
Okay. Speaking of, okay, so where's Summertime?
I don't think there is. You know what? I feel like that era of like, that's what I said, like, it takes two.
Why is that not on? That's a crime.
I mean, also, you know what else? Renegade could have made it for Jay-Z too.
And where's Snoop? Where's that at?
Well, they got the Neptunes already on there.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's rare to get more than one. Dr. Dre has two.
Yeah.
The Neptunes have one. But you don't.
Yeah, Neptunes need more than one because they, you know, over the course of their career, they have made some beats.
I got a whole Neptunes playlist.
Yes, and they all fire.
They don't miss.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Rex and Effect days, you know.
Yeah.
In full effect.
This Skills talking about turning down the beat for Running.
Just the last beat on the beat tape.
It's like a series of Instagram
stories.
Look at
his face.
Because if you look at the story,
I can't believe it.
He was telling the whole story up to this point, like how he had this beat. This is like the last like part of the story.
Just the last beat on the beat tape.
Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away.
I must have been on some occasion. I went out like a punk at a club. I was sucking to something to that effect. Respect I used to never get. Because all I got was this. Oh, I know he's sick.
Why did he listen
to that play?
I know he was like,
here when
what
he
was
listening
I thinking?
What did he not hear when he was listening?
So J Period is, this thread is from 2021. Skills was talking about it like a couple months ago too. J Period said somewhere in this thread that even the Far Side wasn't really feeling it at the beginning. Dilla changed the drums and they, I guess, liked it at that point. I don't know. He tells the whole story here. He has these mixtapes that, you know, these beat tapes. A lot of these guys just passed beat tapes around back then.
Mm-hmm.
This is the,
I wonder who was the weak link to the Far Side people. Cause I love Far Side. I think they all can rap.
Oh shit, now this is an original format. Yeah. I had some.
I gotta give it to Far Side because they all could rap and no one consistently went last. So they knew that they all could rap. I feel like if you consistently go last, you're admitting you're the weakest rapper.
Right.
Delicious.
There's a clip I think Skills brought it up actually on Twitter. The Far Side were, you know, the Vanilla Ice clip on In Living Color with Jim Carrey? The dancers behind him are the Far Side.
Oh, that's crazy.
They were like dancers at first. So I think Skills mentioned that too.
Shout out to my man Fat Lip. That was, I thought he was going to be motherfucking Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I heard Fat Lip, I said, oh, this motherfucker ain't going to be in this group long. But
Skills goes around to, I think he does it in comedy clubs sometimes. He goes around and does these hip hop trivia shows because he knows everything about hip hop.
Fat Lip does?
Skills.
Skills.
What were you saying about Skills? Fat Lip?
I thought Fat Lip was gonna be. I thought he was just gonna be
the
one.
The whole Far Side.
He just never made it.
Oh, so that was Far Side. I did not know that. Babies.
Yeah, the guys behind Jim Carrey on this sketch are the Far Side.
I remember
before they put anything out.
I wonder if they look back and.
But what? Nothing rhymes with this. That's funny.
I wonder if they look back like the Funky Bunch looks at Marky Mark. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I wouldn't be embarrassed by that. That's a part of history, man. You were on. It's a good show. First of all, it was a groundbreaking show.
Right.
No, that's not the part that's embarrassing at all, Randolph. The part that's embarrassing is backing up this piece of shit.
Jim Carrey?
That's Jim Carrey, though.
Oh, Jim Carrey. I thought it was the real Vanilla Ice.
That's really Vanilla Ice?
I mean, it was good. It's good makeup.
Yeah. He killed it. Jim Carrey. Yeah,
Jim Carrey. Killing it.
Yo, I got to learn how to tie a bow.
What's your real name?
Robert Van Winkle.
Why did you change?
Nothing rhymes with Winkle. Oh, yeah. I'm white. And I'm on a trend that's currently rising. Mix it with Curly and Larry and Moe.
Whoop.
Hey, yo.
When's it going to stop?
Maybe never. I become richer with every endeavor. I'm living large and my bank is stupid because I just listen to real rap and stupid.
Oh, yeah. I remember this now. Yeah. This is great. Never mind.
Yeah.
I thought it was the real Vanilla Ice.
No, it was Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. So Skills put this whole thing on YouTube where he talks about turning down the beat. I think there's a few stories like that around hip hop, like legendary beats that got passed on.
Or someone took it from you.
So always spell my name wrong. So I fixed the tape and I started listening to it. Side A on the tape is... The second beat isn't even a beat, it's an interlude. It used to always fuck with me. It sounded like little kids. Listen to it.
Sound like an eerie commercial, yeah.
Just fades out. So then I flip the tape over. Side B, first beat.
So he used this beat.
Yeah, I've heard that beat. Yeah.
So then this beat goes off. Next beat.
Go down, baby.
I like that beat.
So it just fades out. And this beat was on there longer because I know I wanted it. So I told him to record it longer. Next beat.
Like that one too. You guys missed yet.
So then that beat fades out. And then this beat comes out. Starts fading out. This is the last beat on the beat tape.
It's the best beat. It's the best beat on the Hills! It's the best beat on there!
Wow.
It's the best.
This is how he ended it. That's where I fixed the tape. I fixed Scott's tape. Listen to how he ended it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell it. What'd you send in the email?
He had his pants. I mean, I guess if you listen to a beat tape, maybe the last beat might just get overlooked if the first five are all good.
You're probably getting a lot of them too. You know?
Right. And so you almost gotta have an ear like and that'd be like, okay, let me kind of determine what I like and what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just not feeling it for some reason. But
right,
I would assume if I'm sending out a beat tape, I'm probably front loading it with the best beats first because people are.
Dylan may not have thought it was the best beat.
That's we don't know. That's the thing. Could have been maybe Dylan was like, whatever, I'll just throw it on at the end. No big, no one's gonna like this shit.
And it isn't amazing how a lot of times that'd be the shit to be your best shit, the shit that you don't even think twice about, or sometimes barely putting the effort into it.
Yeah. Speaking of beats, we got a beat from Infrared Crypto this week.
Well, let's hear it.
Good segue. Let me get his email. Hey, 3GO crew. This is Ahmad, aka Infrared Crypto, and I hope all is well. First, I would like to say the show has been great as always, and I enjoy listening to your perspective on things happening in our society every week. Your voices are more crucial than ever.
Thanks, sir.
Additionally, I wanted to send you my new single, Cloud 9. It recently came out this Friday on all streaming platforms. I also want to give a shout out to Farnell Newton, who's on trumpet at the Lo-Fi Jazz Soul label for distributing the song. And without exception, you can use the song for the show as well. I genuinely appreciate you and all the listeners for supporting me throughout the years. And he sent us the link, the Spotify link, and also, because it is on Spotify, it's already up on streaming platforms, and also sent the MP3. I can pull this up. Okay, here we go.
seems like a beat we might want to turn down.
That beat is amazing.
Yeah,
that shit is great. That's a happy beat. I really like that beat. I want to go to the beach.
That is a brunch music jam.
Yes, it's very upbeat. Yes, mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of layering in the beat. Like, there's a lot of different elements going on at the same time, and they all flow together.
That's some music. We got a up baby signing, y'all. Babies.
People listening on. Listen to the podcast. They're going to hear it in mono. Go to Spotify and listen to the full version in stereo, because you'll hear a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cookout beat. It's definitely a brunch beat.
It's a brunch first weekend of summer type beat.
It's a Sunday afternoon brunch beat.
This sounds like a transition in Insecure.
So that's Cloud Nine for Infrared Crypto.
Great work.
On Spotify. He's got all the stuff on Spotify, so you can go there and take a deep dive too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of stuff on Spotify. And that's the Lo-Fi Jazz Soul label. I guess they're local. He's local. Yeah, lofijazzsoul.com is the label. So anyway, should we get to other comments or should we skip them all together?
Time is running. Let's do one.
One comment.
Not too long, so that rules out Kang the Conqueror.
Well, we got Stefan sends long emails. He sent one, so we'll save that one. We've got two from Raphael, maybe three from Raphael, and one from China. China said, I got shingles when I was 23.
Ooh.
Gotta say, it was to date the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. I'm 42 now. It felt like someone was kicking me with a steel-toed boot as hard as they could all day, every day, for a week. I never want to experience that again. They told me it was due to stress, and I actually did have a lot of shit going on at the time that caused the stress. So if you've gotten it at 23, can you get the vaccine before you get to 50? That's the question I have.
Ooh, yes. That's the question I have too.
I saw a thing this week that is some finding that the shingles vaccine may reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. Because Alzheimer's seems to come from a virus. They don't really know, but people who had gotten the shingles vaccine were like some percentage less likely to get Alzheimer's or something like that. I want to get the vaccine.
Me too. Can I take it now?
I don't want to wait. Going to CVS. Like, can I just pay you to hook me up? Let me slip you a 20 real quick. Can you give me the shingles vaccine? I don't want the excruciating pain that everyone else is talking about.
Right. No, thank you. And everybody I know that has it is like, it's a beast and you don't want it.
Yeah. No, it's like the worst thing ever. And, yeah, it's not apparently just not just for old people. Yeah, someone tweeted at us they had shingles, I think, in their 30s. I don't even have the tweet in front of me. Someone hit us on Twitter saying that. So I guess it happens. And it can happen more than once. It's not like chickenpox where you just get it once and you just don't get it anymore.
No, thank you.
So do you guys want to talk about the guy who lost his arm to an alligator or the Jew?
We're only doing one, so controversy? Choose wisely.
The guy who lost his arm to an alligator is super nonchalant about it. That's what's funny about it. And the Juneteenth controversy is interesting.
I like the Juneteenth one.
Let's do the Juneteenth
one. That's fine.
All right, Juneteenth founder.
I got so much trouble on my mind. That's the appropriate background music. for this. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket.
Founder of Juneteenth Greenville. This is South Carolina. Greenville event addresses questions about downtown banners. All right, so here is the this is the banner. After the ad plays.
Of course. You're going to have to do a whole 30 seconds, too.
Does the ad not have any volume, or is it is that me?
I don't know.
I don't hear anything.
All right. We'll see what happens. I hate when they don't give you the skip function.
Right.
You got to wait 30 seconds. It's like, I'm not buying this car.
Yeah. Right. For like a, especially when it's like a 2 minute, you got to, the ad should be proportionate to the length of the video. If it's like a 45-second video, I can't be watching a 30-second ad.
Thank you, Rashad. Only on four. Juneteenth Greenville has already begun setting up for its second annual celebration to commemorate the end of slavery in the United
She's
States.
A beauty, isn't she?
WYFF News 4 has received several messages.
That's ad pockets.
Okay.
Yeah, come on through, pockets.
This Here's is the Juneteenth ad. Banner that is
Juneteenth.
Called.
Yes.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Somebody wrote out.
It's an upstate celebration. Freedom, unity, and love.
This is the Juneteenth banner. It's causing a little bit of controversy. It's a.
A little bit.
A white couple who look like they just got out, got back from J. Crew or something.
You should see the ad they have for it. They probably have them in an ad in a commercial.
Yeah.
It's four over.
What part of Africa is that? Oh, that's not Africa, is
American
it?
American Eagle commercial.
Come on, upstate, the Juneteenth. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome to the cookout.
These banners that are hanging in downtown Greenville. So we went straight to the source for you. The founder and executive director of Juneteenth, Reuben Hayes, says
there's a Latin couple right there.
Yeah, they got the Latin people. They got the older black couple. It's all inclusive Juneteenth this year.
Because Juneteenth is about unity? Was that what Juneteenth was about, y'all? Was Juneteenth about unity?
So freedom, did everybody unity, get and free?
Love. Was it about unity?
You can't spell Juneteenth without unity.
That's right.
Think about it.
You, the founder and executive director of Juneteenth, Reuben Hayes, says he approved a series of 50 banners to represent unity and celebration. The signs went
unity?
Up.
Unity? Is that what Juneteenth's about?
And his co-founders say there are many ethnicities represented, black, Hispanic, and white, noting the city of Greenville did not do anything to steer Juneteenth Greenville's decision-making in a specific direction. Juneteenth Greenville says they understand why some people may be triggered, but there should be an even bigger focus.
Bitch, it's Juneteenth. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Bigger now, focus. This is the guy who did this.
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
So he's
I'm going to hear him out. I'm going to hear him out. Go ahead,
brother. Okay.
The images on the flag were very intentional. And it was intentional for the fact that no matter what you want to do, it takes everybody to come together and to support and to push any vision forward. And we have for so long been asking for a seat at the table. We have been knocking at the door, include us. And now that we have a seat at the table, the last thing we want to do is what's been done to us for years, is exclude. We've been excluded.
But Juneteenth
what?
Is very
that
specific.
Makes no
Juneteenth
sense.
Is a very specific thing.
That's the thing. It's a very, like the very whole purpose is around thing. A specific event. What, my nigga?
There's an answer I would have accepted, and that wasn't it.
What was you the know? Answer you would
like, I'm open-minded enough that I would have accepted. Listen, these are those stock photos. We just said... Yeah, slap it on there. It's like 50 stock photos. Two of them have to be some white people. You're welcome to come to Juneteenth celebration if you're white. There's no rule that white people can't come and support us as a group. Get
you know
straight
what?
People.
They might have done that. They might have done that. And he's
that, embarrassed. I would have accepted fact. That.
So then he started. Then he went down.
Yeah, this whole we not excluding nigga. It's a none of the pictures are exclusion. What right. are you talking about? Like this doesn't right. just like you act like they, you know, but Juneteenth, we used to say no whites allowed. That's never been a thing for us.
Right.
What? This is so stupid.
Yeah, there's nothing to remedy with this inclusion.
Yeah, just say the truth, man. We said, yeah, they put it on my desk. I said, yes, I didn't know it was going to be fucking white people. And,
I didn't,
but shit, yeah,
I didn't
Asian
go through
people,
all 50. Just say,
yeah, I didn't look through all 50, man. Fuck, man. And do it matter? Y'all going to come get these ribs or not? That's what you should have said. Y'all going to come get these ribs or
y'all
what?
Y'all eat potato salad or what? What are we talking about here?
Damn. Ah, he was so close.
Juneteenth Greenville is set for June 10th through the 17th. The most important thing the community can do right now is support.
You know who need to go to this?
Support who?
You know who need to go to this? Who can support?
Who?
That baseball announcer that said the Nigger League Museum.
Oh, yeah. He lost his job. Gone. They fired him.
I know. He need to go. He need to come to this. He take a lot of selfies with people.
He released a statement. It was almost said cancel culture, but he didn't quite say it.
IFF4.com for more. To come up. And also hear more from the organizers of Juneteenth Greenville later on this afternoon on WYFF.
I know she was laughing her ass off when he started down that road. Just
and you know, they really didn't want to say, you know, you niggas got mad. Yes, it's fucking Juneteenth. The fuck is this?
I'm not mad at this image when I see it by itself because I can imagine what happened. I just don't think that dude told the truth.
No.
Just tell the truth, man. We'll let it go. We'll laugh. It's honestly funny if you tell the truth. Like, man, I didn't look at it. My fault. Y'all coming?
He said basically this was all me. Like he didn't say someone else screwed up or it's a group effort. He said, put it on me.
Right.
The images on the flag were very intentional. And it was intentional for the fact that no matter what you want to do, it takes everybody.
Yeah, this is not what Juneteenth is about at all.
Also, I don't believe him because the way he started it was very intentional, which immediately made me think he lied. It was unintentional.
Right.
It immediately made me think it was a lie. Like he's like I feel like she asked, well, was it unintentional? And he goes, fuck, that'll make me look stupid to say yes. So I'm gonna go the opposite and look smart by saying no. I did mean to do it.
Let me explain myself. We gotta have support from everybody.
We gotta let white people know that it's a safe space for them.
Sure.
That's what the history of Juneteenth was about.
Either they're gonna come or not.
White people felt very unsafe, and Juneteenth helped them as much as it helped black people, to be honest.
I mean, we want a seat at the table, right? This is the price you pay.
What is he doing? Why do these niggas be in charge?
Right.
Who vetted this man?
Support and to push any vision.
Also,
forward.
I think they said this runs from June 10th through 17th. The 19th is Juneteenth.
What? Right? What is happening?
Like, it's not. This is like the precursor to Juneteenth, really. I don't know if they're going to be packed up and going home on the 19th. Like, sorry, you missed it. You're late.
This is stupid.
And we have for so long been asking for a seat at the table. We have been knocking at the door. Include us. And now that we have a seat at the table, the last thing we want to do is what's been done to us for years is exclude. We've been excluded.
What are you talking about?
Right. The statement just makes no sense.
Excluded from Juneteenth celebration.
I really wanted to be on this man's side. I can't even express that hard enough.
I didn't. My 54-year-oldness caught it right up front.
Well, you know, you always you thought Topanga was MAGA a second ago. Like you jump in right away 2 feet. I try to reserve. Ah, man, brother.
An upstate celebration.
You know what he should have did too? Would been like, I didn't see y'all say shit about the 47 other signs. They right. Black.
Right. Yeah, I mean, shit. There's a bunch of signs.
Somebody in the chat room brought up a good thing. A black woman would never.
That's right.
That shit would not have passed by her desk. She'd be like, if y'all don't get these white folks off this thing.
Someone would have got cussed out.
Right. She was like, who popped this to me? You're fired.
Excuse me. Can you come back in here for a second? What's the white people doing on the fly?
Yes, that'd have been the first question.
I'm just trying to understand what event would they need to be.
Right.
To
what?
Andy, and you know what? He must pick the dates too, because like you said, June 19th is like a Monday, and you're not even going the weekend. You're ending it on that Friday.
That's right.
This doesn't make any sense. Why did this brother get in charge? This is a plant. This is an op.
Yes. Like, this don't make no sense.
This is the CIA dropping podcast mics in the hood all over again. This is
right.
You can't trick me with this shit.
If you actually want to celebrate on the day, you're gonna celebrate like a week early. We're sorry.
His shades look like they CIA shades.
Right. He's got those like fake Oakleys.
That's an op right there, dog. Where who are his people?
Did the city tell them, well, you can only do it between this time because we got other events? Like, I don't get it. Is there gonna be another Juneteenth happening?
We expecting to see like a lot of people come out. We looking for black identity extremists. You know, we hoping they come out to support the cause. We will be checking cell phones and facial recognition technology during the whole week.
Be a good time to meet some females.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I guess they have events going on all week. They got
that one black woman looked like she could be like half a hotel.
This one here?
No, the one down.
Oh, her.
She like she might try to convince you to
stop
drinking alcohol. I mean alkaline. She got that look like she might be like, listen.
Somebody said they posted an apology.
Oh, they did? Good.
Yeah, did they post it on Twitter, maybe?
Yes, because people got in their asses like, that statement was
stop
dumb.
Being defensive and listen to the community, man. Look, like, it only takes a second.
She doesn't use
deodorant.
Yes. Yeah. I was trying to figure out a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
Like, she's using some sort of earthy product. She's using, like, something made out of wood to get the smell away. Yeah, something.
She likes you to put a hex on you when you break
rub
up.
Rub this bark underneath your shoulder, underneath your armpits, and it'll... Mm-hmm. Tree bark? Yeah, just trust me.
It's natural. It was used for thousands of years.
Yeah.
This is the follow-up article.
Okay, let's see what the follow-up is.
After a 10-second commercial this time.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, time down.
Said people ain't waiting this long for this apology.
people don't really need the apology that bad.
The fuck up, we'll wait 30
Thank
seconds.
Thank you, Rashad. Only on 4. Juneteenth Greenville has already begun
the same video.
Annual celebration to commemorate. Reuben Hayes says he approved a series of 50.
Jump to the end if they addendumed it. So go to the end.
Okay. You know what? I think this is different because.
On 4. Juneteenth Greenville has already begun setting up for its second annual celebration to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States.
Atlanta News 4
has received several messages about these banners that are hanging in downtown Greenville. So we went straight to the source for you.
Yeah, this is the same video.
The founder.
Okay. I was going to say.
Now the apology then is just a text.
Okay.
He didn't want to come out and say the apology? Right.
Just put it on Facebook. Words from our director and founder. Juneteenth GVL would like to offer an apology to the community.
Well, you were just talking about seats at the table and shit. Now you, okay.
The presence of non-black faces being represented on two flags representing Juneteenth. We acknowledge this mistake.
Y'all didn't say shit about the other 48 flags in parentheses.
Right. He should have said 2 out of 50 flags.
Yeah, I mean, Come on. 5% error, margin of error, guys. Calm down.
We acknowledge this mistake having been made and will correct the error quickly. This error was an attempt at uniting all of Greenville and thereby a slight oversight on one individual's part.
I mean, he did claim our responsibility.
A slight oversight. One individual.
So apparently it was not intentional.
What if they overcorrect and the rest of the apology is like, and therefore from now on, no white people will be allowed downtown during the week of the 10th to the 17th.
White people stay home. It's not for you.
Say no MLK shit. It's Juneteenth. This shit ain't for you.
Right. They just play that clip from the Malcolm X movie where the white girl's like, and what can I do to help support the cause? And Malcolm X is like, nothing.
Walks away. This error was an attempt at uniting all of us and all of Greenville and thereby a slight oversight on one individual's part that prevented us from fully embracing the rich potential and celebrating the depth of the black culture.
Were you the individual, sir?
Through the message and meaning of Juneteenth.
You the individual.
And for that, we/I apologize to you the entire
Were you the individual, sir?
He didn't write this. This is either ChatGPT or someone took his keyboard. He would have still been defending himself.
To foster solidarity and inclusivity, we will continue to work to make all communities better. We take full responsibility for this misstep in this regard and pledge to rectify the situation promptly and responsibly. What, are they going to take him down?
Okay, right. Somebody got a hold of him and said, you sounded stupid.
He didn't write this.
Yeah, you sounded stupid.
If he wrote this, it would have started with, damn. Okay.
I just trying to be inclusive.
We'll take him down.
Shit.
Are you happy now?
from my seat at the table, I see things differently now.
See, y'all really ain't gonna let this go. All right, then that's how he would start.
Right. Oh, you still talking about this shit? Really? Aren't there bigger problems in the world right now? Again, the flags in question will be removed as soon as possible. We deeply value the voice of our community. Juneteenth GVL has accomplished many commendable achievements, and we hope to work to continue to do so with your continued support. Over the past 8 months, our dedicated team has worked tirelessly to curate remarkable Juneteenth experiences for the upstate community. And we anticipate a beautiful celebration for that, that everyone will be pleased with and proud of. For further updates and information, please follow us on our website. Once again, we sincerely apologize for any disappointment or frustration caused by this oversight. Moving forward, we are committed to ensuring that our events fully reflect the diversity, inclusivity, and historical significance of Juneteenth. They're still saying the same thing. We want to be inclusive.
Which is fine. The inclusive part isn't a problem.
No, it's not.
No, it's just him, the fact it's that it's not, like about, it's not about what you're trying to make it about, sir.
Right. Yeah. Like, Black people didn't get mad and be like, oh my God, white people going to be allowed to come? That's not what anger's from. That's
not what it was about.
No, that's not. And you know what? Reading this, you know what this says? Niggas got mad and was like, oh, I won't be supporting this shit. Give me my money back.
It's that
slipping away.
It's that last line for me. It's where it says, we're committed to ensuring that our events fully reflect the diversity, inclusivity, and historical significance of Juneteenth. There was no diversity nor inclusivity in its conjunction with Juneteenth. Those are two things that have nothing at all to do with Juneteenth.
Right.
Why are you harping on that? Yeah, anybody can come, but the event itself was not based off of that.
No.
Right.
Juneteenth celebrations had nothing at all to do with being inclusive. They didn't. It wasn't about that.
Mm-mm.
Like you said, if you want to come, come. Ain't nobody gonna stop you. We want you to be here, but just know why you're here, and it ain't about being inclusive. You know, we're being inclusive. Juneteenth wasn't about inclusive.
Yeah. No. So this guy, Ruben Hayes, is the guy who signed the apology. That's the guy who was talking in the other video.
I would feel better about this if Ruben was white. I would feel better. It would have been more understandable to me if Ruben was white. That would have been something I'd be like, well, I understand why you're saying that. You're wrong, but I get it. You know, but you saying this as a Black man, fuck out of here, man.
Are you saying that you meant to put them white people up there and then you got to write a letter that was like, oops, my bad?
I think it's exactly what Rod said. They just did stock Adobe pictures.
Yeah, he didn't. You weren't thinking.
They didn't look. They didn't go back. No one went back and looked through all the stuff. They just was just dragging and clicking.
Either that or he thought to himself, should we just do like one white one just in case? And then when that one got called out, he doubled down instead of being like, I called it wrong.
Right.
My bad would have sufficed.
Learn this history. You can maybe get away with it that way. Come learn this history.
Hey, my bad would have sufficed.
Right. That's
all it didn't even need to be this serious. Just, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, y'all right. We're going to take them down. My fault.
That got through, y'all. My bad.
Yeah. That's all I had to do.
We asked for a seat at the table, and we mean inclusion. But see,
bro, don't nobody care about that, bro.
When it's our table,
the war wasn't us asking for a seat at the table.
Right.
That's not what Juneteenth was about. Our was asking for our humanity to be recognized. That's two different things, asshole. Asking for a seat at the table. Jesus fucking Christ.
Ain't no other shit like this, by the way. Like, when it's AAPI month and they have the like downtown week celebrating, ain't no white people on no fucking flyer.
No, it always has to be us. We always have to do this for white people. And we'd be thinking we have to do this.
Right. You got to meet them halfway. Halfway to what?
Halfway to what, motherfucker?
Imagine they had a bunch of flyers with number white people celebrating white people and they ain't putting no Black people on.
Like all the time? What the fuck we talk about?
Not just that, but like, it's like, well, that would be racist.
Yeah.
Because that's how racism works with power dynamics.
It's not exclusive. If you go to a pride parade, straight people go to pride parades, but they're not on the posters.
Exactly.
You can go. You're not
excluded. They don't even have like the straight float.
No, they don't.
It's just a bunch of guys in like shit. It's just a bunch of dudes in like flannel and
drinking beer. Pants,
right? Yeah. Pin loafers.
It's like, oh, we got to give the straights a float, guys. Can't do, you know, for years they excluded us.
There's no rainbow, guys. No, we can't put any rainbows on their float.
Oh, goes by. They're just chopping wood and doing man shit.
Oh, there should be actions.
Randolph, I don't know if you, just as a heads up and an alert, there is a Impossible White Man Netflix film, Blood and Gold. Have you seen that one yet?
No, but I did see a commercial for the what's her man, the handsomest black man on the planet.
Idris Elba?
Idris is doing an Impossible White Man movie on Apple TV.
Okay, I'll
Impossible,
get to that one.
Impossible White Man on a Plane. The trailer looked fire. It looked like fire.
I'm into it. Blood and Gold is the end of World War II. German soldier defects. And his own troop tries to kill him. Uh-oh, they fuck up. He didn't die.
Okay.
Him and this like Jewish girl who got
what's it on? Netflix?
Netflix. Okay. Got a special needs brother. They kill some Nazis.
I also saw I saw a commercial for one. It's looked like maybe a French woman who's a secret agent who had been an agent in a she was throwing like grocery cans at people trying to mug her in a park. She was taking cans out of her bag and just hitting them in the face with them.
I don't know that one. I got
and
see
then have you seen Zizou? Have you seen a commercial for Zizou?
I actually got it on Vudu in here. I'm gonna watch it soon.
Oh, you got it on Vudu? Did you buy it? Because I didn't buy it. I was like,
I went ahead and bought it, dog. I already know it's from the people that made John Wick.
Yeah, it went in the theaters long.
No way that doesn't hit. No way.
Well, he put a Bowie knife in the side of somebody's head, dog. I was like, all right, I'm in.
Old ass dirty man. I said, this man gonna kill all these Nazis.
Yeah, he was minding his business today. Fuck with him.
I love some Nazi killing, man.
Yeah, he said he put that whole knife through the side of his head.
But yeah, they killing Nazis on this. I just wanted to get
all right. What's it called?
Blood and Gold.
Okay. That's a little Nazis play looking, on.
It's only 1 hour and 40 minutes.
A little play on Blood and Honor. All right.
Yeah. It's probably like I say first 15, 20 minutes is set up and then the killing starts.
That's good. Well, I got a gig tonight, so that's good. I'll come home and just sit on the couch and watch that shit till I fall asleep and then get up in the morning and finish watching it.
Anything better than killing Nazis? I really don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, wait a minute. Taking a seat at the table with them. You got to be inclusive. Yes, you can't go. Have.
Got to see both sides.
They killed some like, black people at the end just to be inclusive. We also killed a couple black guys. Come on.
This is the guy trying to be inclusive in Congress this week.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Look at your strong legs.
A little while ago on the federal judiciary, I wish we had these studies for all other appointments by the Biden administration.
Wisconsin representative.
Apparently, his first 2 years, President Biden had appointed 97 federal judges. Of the 97 federal judges, I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, because I know President Biden wasn't heavy on appointing more white guys. 5 of the 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So, almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here to
this guy's really mad about that shit.
No, they say this shit with no shame in their voices or nothing. And what always gets me about this, though, is like, you know, as a congressman, if you're in there with him, you can always stand up and say, what the fuck are you talking about? You can always do that. They can't stop you.
What are the metrics for the Trump appointees, and did he ever do a speech about
somebody
that?
Somebody ran the numbers. Let's just say it's very white heavy.
It's extremely white.
White male heavy too.
Yeah. This guy too, when he saw 5, he was already somewhat disappointed, but then he was like, oh, 2 of them are gay? Yeah. Like he was really...
That don't
that's
count.
That's what gets me is that no one stands up and just says, you have anything to say? Yeah, I'd like to address what Representative Grothman had to say. What the fuck are you talking about? And then that's all I got to say.
Yeah, you're like, when Trump was in office, you know, most of his were white men. What were you complaining about the white men then? Get out of here, sir.
A Washington Post analysis noted today that white people make up a higher percentage of the judiciary than the population. Related data shows that white men currently hold 46% of the seats on the federal bench. And in case that isn't obvious, white men do not constitute 46% of the U.S. population. Yeah, he's cherry picking 2 years of Biden, which is correcting a problem that came from years of just putting straight white white dudes on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He also, this guy Grotham also criticized sex ed classes because, as he put it, some gay teachers, quote, would like it if more kids became homosexuals.
What?
Guy's out of his mind.
Instead of just teaching you about your body and what it naturally does.
There's five white guys. Get this. Two of them aren't even guys, really. I think that probably puts the number of federal judges total at two who are gay.
Yeah. Two.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
statistically speaking, no, there's plenty more. But
yeah, well,
as far as we know.
Depending on how they got appointed, you know.
Yeah.
But he just wants white men to have a seat at the table. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Be inclusive.
Hey, where's our Juneteenth?
Oh, no.
How come there's no white Juneteenth?
Oh my God. White people are running out of shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Let's bring this home on that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, remember, y'all, practice inclusivity. You got to practice that now. You got to be sure to practice it. Be inclusive. You got to
just
got to open up your seat at the table. You got to.
They gave us a seat at the table. We got to return the favor and give them a seat.
Return the favor because they're being boxed out. They're not being judges, you know. So be inclusive.
Give them a seat at our Juneteenth table, you know.
Be inclusive. All right. Thank you guys for coming up with us. We appreciate y'all as always. Thank you, Rod and Karen. We appreciate y'all. And we'll be back for y'all on Monday. I'm liking this arm. This is good. I can do wrap hands.
Yeah. Next week we figure out the volume issue, but
yeah,
one thing at a time.
These are my
he's just talking with rap hands constantly. Mike B's leaning into the screen, you're putting your hands in the screen.
This one, Mike, that's why Mike B leaning. Y'all have a great holiday. We're still recording and we will see y'all. Enjoy everything, enjoy some life, be inclusive. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rob Morrow.
We are three guys on, and we are out.